Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Welcome back, my friends. We have our January predictions today. We got five predictions messages for January. January is definitely like the boyfriend you can count on, just like this loyal masculine energy, like I got you, lean into me, like let's get some work done. It's a really good vibe. And yeah, I can't wait to share these five messages with you. Let's get into it. Message number one, there is a new mindset shift that comes forward that we are going to be so excited to welcome. It's this way of thinking about ourselves and way of thinking about our situation with a lot of pride. So it's like, you know what? I have come so very far. Like, look at all these things I already have. Like, look at these things I've already accomplished. There's this pride and this, it's not a confidence. It's just kind of like, I think I do deserve to like pat myself on the shoulder or on the back, whatever it's called. And like really be happy and excited and grateful for what I've already done, what I already have. This is a mindset shift that's very important to protect because it does look like there will be quote unquote test this month that it's going to make you think or give you a little bit of like a trigger to think less of yourself. And it feels like it's just like maybe people selling other things or just trying to bait you by saying like, did you know that you're eating too much of this or that if your levels of this is bad or, you know, like these problems that like people bring up to us that like we didn't even know we had. There's a little bit of that that might come your way. And you want to just look at those as little tests to know that, no, like I don't fall for that anymore. Like I'm not an energetic match for that anymore. Like I know where I stand. I know where I'm going. I know how far I've come. I know that I'm doing a great job and really holding that tight and really protecting that. So we might see a little bit of like kind of back and forth, like having some days that you've forgotten that and you've like lost yourself, but coming back to this very strong mindset that's really trying to lock in. It looks like you've been bringing it forward and it's just kind of a timing thing. Like this is just a time to lock into that mindset. You've been wanting to have this mindset for a while, but now it just clicks and it makes sense. But you'll also have to look out for what is trying to knock you off of this new pedestal and this new strength that you stand into. And it is like going to meet you wherever you're at, right? Like it's going to be kind of like, let's say you're, I don't know, growing a brand and you put out these reels and 20 people watch it. You, of course, like from a business standpoint might be like, oh gosh, only 20 people. But when you go into this, like, no, when I go in to do this reel and 20 people come into the room and sit with me and listen to what I'm saying, like that is amazing. So it's not about like, waiting until you deserve this kind of confidence or this kind of mindset. It's actually seeing the mindset here in this moment that there is a place for you to own it and accept it and just take it in and drink it in exactly where you're at. Does that make sense? You know, we all want to be somewhere that we're not, you know, like, of course, like whatever amount of people listen to my podcast now, I'd love double, triple of that, you know, with time. But I can also sit in this moment and be like, wow, but this is amazing, like what I have. And if you really think about it, this is amazing. And not only to try to like convince yourself of it, but to truly, truly feel it. And then notice the things that make you think that you shouldn't feel that way, right? Like somebody telling you you should have more than what you have. And instead of just being like, no, what I have right now is amazing. And knowing that and believing that actually takes me to a path where I get to have even more. But right now, this is amazing. So it's a new mindset shift that comes in and it is here, but it's also in need of protection. So you will need to protect it this month as well. Message number two, there is a contract signed, a partnership that comes forward, an alliance, an equal partner agreement. This doesn't feel romantic. This feels like I have two kids and my neighbor has two kids. And sometimes It would be great if I had, you know, 3 hours a week to go to the gym, and she also needs 3 hours a week to do something else that she wants. So we switch off, and I take care of her kids for 3 hours. She takes care of my kids for 3 hours, and there is a joint collaboration. We're each getting something out of this. That is definitely coming forward. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of you are signing contracts, some of you are collaborating, or even you're looking out for this person. I feel like this message is also about seeking it, but also maybe it's been around you already, but perhaps like having a conversation and not, I don't know, like not beating around the bush anymore, you know, like making it official. And official doesn't have to mean like an actual contract, but you might talk to a friend and be like, listen, you keep sending me business. Like I keep sending you business. This is amazing. Maybe we should have this kind of setup, you know, like maybe every time I send you a business, like I should get this percentage from you. And we just kind of agree to some sort of arrangement that works for both of us, because that person would also like for you to keep sending them their business. But if it feels like they feel shy, or they have to like, you know, be waiting to hear from you, you know, like it's about like not beating around the bush and just like talking about like, hey, like what you do for me really helps me, and I want you to do it more. So like, what do you need from me to feel good about sending this to me? So yeah, this is an exciting thing. So look for any sort of agreements that are actually not written down, that are not contracted, but that you are benefiting from, and that you would really love to continue to benefit from that, but not make it feel weird between you and the other person. Look for those things and see if you can just spell that out. Maybe it's just an email. It might even just be simply like a lunch date that you guys discuss it and you make it very clear. This is not like telling another person what to do. This is about, it's like shaking hands. It's an alliance. It's like, it's, I'm going to help you. You're going to help me. And this is exciting. And we're going to do it in clear terms. So don't feel weird about this. Look out for it. Call it in. For some of you too, I feel like it's a maturity place as well. Like it's not only business, right? Like it's not only in work. It feels like it's even in family. Like some of this feels like this thing I do for my sister who I love, but I need it a little bit clearer. Like I need some clearer boundaries, or I need to like understand it better. So I'm going to talk to my sister about it, right? So it feels like it's also within family as well. It might even be like as simple as negotiating like chores with your kids, you know, and being like, okay, every month you can make $50 doing these chores. And like, this is the agreement, like very clear rules around how we help each other out, right? Like it does help me when you do those chores, but I'm not going to go beyond the $50. Like this is what it is, right? So there's some sort of like, so that everybody feels safe and settled and kind of just like in their body. This feels like it's not only with people, but also with your finances in particular. So it feels like there may be like a budgeting kind of saying like, this is the amount of money that I'm going to use every month, and we're not going beyond that. Not from a restrictive place, but more from just feeling clean about what leaves me, right? Like it's about protecting like an amount of energy that might be leaving and may feel good until it starts to go a little too far. So it's about like protecting the amount of energy that leaves you and that comes back to you. It's a balancing of giving and receiving. Hey there, friend. I want to personally invite you to a special workshop I'm teaching this Friday. This year, I'm intentionally expanding my audience and growing my community, not from hustle or pressure, but from a deep inner knowing that it's time. And I realized I don't want to do this alone. So this Friday, January 9th at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm hosting a live workshop called Grow Your Audience in 1 Year. That way we can do this together. I'll be sharing what I know works from years of growing my audience, plus new guidance that's been coming through in meditation about what's actually going to work in 2026. This isn't a strategy-heavy, do-more kind of workshop. It's about growing in a way that feels timely and true for you in this season that you're currently in. The workshop is hosted inside my Clarity app. If you're already a member, you'll get the Zoom details there. And if you're not, you can join Clarity to attend live or watch the replay. And you'll also get access to monthly group readings, intuition practice circles, weekly extended Monday readings, and a full library of meditations and workshops. So if your heart is nudging you to be seen, heard, and supported as you expand yourself this year, I would love to do this alongside you. Details to join are below in the show notes, or you can just go to clarity.nickinovo.com to register for the workshop. I can't wait to see you there. Message number three, beware of false energy. I feel like beware of false prophets. Okay, beware of false anxious speed. There is a false anxious speed. It's anxious. So it'll look like just a false motivation maybe, or like a false speed that is going to make you think like you need to go fast and that you need to go and let's go and let's get this done. It's actually, it's not a good thing. It's almost like this adrenaline kind of caffeine energy that you're accidentally creating from not truly believing that what you're working towards is actually going to work. If you knew that what you were working towards is already done, it's already happening, it's out there, like it's being made, the universe is delivering it to you, you wouldn't have to meet it with like an anxious let's go energy. Instead, you would just wake up every day and be like, oh yeah, like that thing that I want is coming. These are the four things I need to do in order for it to continue to come. No big deal, but it's in the bag. Like it's solid. Where this energy is coming forward and it's feeling good. It feels almost like an adrenaline kind of thing. But it's false. Instead, what is being asked of you this month and energy wise, it is a, I don't even want to say a patience, but it's like doing things well, doing things slow, like taking it step by step, like really dotting your I, crossing your T. It feels like that moment when the artist really slows down and tries to make something really amazing, you know, when you're really just like, okay, I've written a bunch of things super fast. I put them out once a week, but now I'm going to write a book and I'm going to sit with it and I'm really going to pay attention to every single word. And if I need it, if I don't need it, I'm going to think about the way I research this or the way I write about this. It's like, it's the next level, because all of this energy is coming forward is because you want a next level. And sometimes we think next level is push harder, move faster, be more intense. But actually next level is deepening, going slower, being more in my body as I do the thing, like really being more present as I do the thing, because when whatever energy you bring to the thing, that's what you're cooking with, right? Like, so if I'm sitting there and I'm cooking, you know, food and I'm anxious and I'm nervous and I'm going super fast, like that dish is just not going to come out as good as if I would be like, oh, I love this. Ooh, like let's put this in here. Like being very present with it, like that's when food comes out really delicious, right? So that's what this is about. So just beware of this false energy. It's like a speed and a motivation or something. It's like, I'm motivated, but it's false. Instead, it is hiding the fact that you might be struggling to sit and to do things very, very well and really reach like a level of excellence, a next level. And you've never done that before and you don't really know how to do that. So you're accidentally speeding up when you're actually supposed to slow down and really be present with what you're doing. To me, this message is also about seeking dopamine hits. You know, it's really about realizing that like I go after that a lot, that I'm looking for that a lot. And instead I just need to be here, be present. So a lot of meditation, of course, will probably come your way. But this message is really that depth is established this month. And realizing that what is needed, what's going to take you to that next level is a depth, and it is a deeper relationship where you actually really listen, go in, be present, go slow, And that is starting to establish this. It's like the roots are starting to like really fall into the soil and start to lock in and really start to solidify themselves so that that next level can grow by springtime. Message number four. This is such a weird message. Like, I'm like, who is this for? Please tell me who this one's for, guys. Okay. Because I'm like, this is so strange. Eco-friendly and sustainable choices pay off. I don't know. Okay. So hear me out. I'm thinking a few things. I was like, okay, this is about some of you are shopping for homes, or maybe you're selling your home. And if there's a way to market the home as sustainable, or if there is an upgrade that will add that, you know, like I know that in Miami, like if you add certain hurricane proof things, like it's an upgrade to the house. So it feels like these little upgrades are worth it. Maybe you're thinking about solar panels or different ways of like running your house's electricity. These upgrades are worth it. This also felt like to consider weather. So considering like, what are the weather updates with where you are and also where you're going? So if you're shopping for a home, to think about weather is like what I was getting. So like, that might be like looking at the elevation. That might be looking at like what floods there. I don't know, guys, but this was like a weird one. But it was about the earth. It was about the weather. It was about patterns. The weather is changing, and I'm not here to talk about like, you know, whether we are making the earth warmer or if it's just a pattern change, right? Like, you know, I don't know, my kid is going to be a certain height at 10, and at 16, he's obviously going to be another height. So like, that's natural. I don't know if the earth is like naturally changing its patterns, but the point is that patterns are changing. And to be aware of these things, that this is like important. I feel like this is also about investment. So if some of you are thinking about investing in properties or investing in even like locations that you go to, let's say like you're like, oh, I really want to get to know this one place because I want to host retreats there like over and over again. This is about like really looking at who's forward thinking about the weather and about sustainability and eco-friendliness. If you're running a business, maybe it's about looking at the places where you can market being eco-friendly or sustainable. But yeah, I don't know, guys. Take this. Please tell me what this message meant to you. All right, let's get into message number five. January is an emotional cleansing month. It made me laugh because it was like, we're going to cleanse out some emotions that have been trying to be cleared out for a long time, but it's the end of it. So I was getting like no more conversations. Like, you know, when you keep going to your therapist and like keep talking about the same thing over and over again, or like you're talking to your friend about the same thing over and over again, like I was really getting like, you do not need one more conversation. You just need to release this emotion and just be okay with letting it go. It is not worth it to hold on to it. It feels like it is a mix of shame and just resentment and regret and just not like things that are worth holding on to, letting it go. So a lot of water, sweating, breath work, meditation this month, and it feels like it just goes, like we're at the very end of it, like we're at the like you know this. Also because there was no talking anymore, I would say like anything maybe energetic that can help you shift this out would be great. So it's just, it feels like it's just your body's like ready to release it. So I always think when like something's about to like release from my body, I try to make the exit really easy. And that could be like, I try to open up my pores by sweating. Maybe I try to take in more fiber to like let it go out, drink more water. Like I know that my body wants to like detox these things, and I will give it the best exit that I can give it. So that seems like what's coming forward. And yeah, like it's just not, it's old stuff. It's not worth it. Forgiveness, you know, like if you are holding on to like not forgiving a parent, a sibling, a past loved one, however it may be, That's definitely something. I don't see you having to effort for this. I feel like it's very, very ready to go. Like, you know, when you have like this pimple that is like ready to pop, you know, you just need to maybe give it a little bit of heat or help it out. That's what this feels like. So I would just support it, take advantage of it, set the intention that you're ready to release it, and open up your body and your pores to like let it out, give it some support. And no more talking about it. Just no more conversations about it. All right, my friends, that's what we have for January. I'm sending you a lot of love for this month. Definitely check out Clarity app this month. We have a bunch of new things and offerings. I can't wait. I don't want to overwhelm you, so I'm not going to tell you all at once, but we have new meditations. We have some new workshops, and we have intuition practice circles coming out. So I'm really excited to be with you again to help you guys move more into your soul self this year. So come on over to Clarity app if you're feeling called to it, and enjoy your January. I'm sending you much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.